Phil Henry Show, the show that pretty much makes everybody nervous these days. 1-800-449-8686. The first trend of the summer is in. Once again, we're number one in afternoon drive in Los Angeles and elsewhere across this country. It just keeps getting easier and easier. Once again, the Phil Henry Show, number one among all talk shows in afternoon drive in the city of Los Angeles, which is just a one small, excuse me, a portion of our vast network, but nonetheless, one that we wanted to note for those of you, just an idle curiosity for those of you who don't live in town, for those of you who are in town, well, you already knew who had the hammer and who had the real power, and so once again, it's boring now, isn't it? That's how easy it is. It's getting boring. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, Anne Heche. The actress, and a damn good one too, was hospitalized after wandering up to the front door of a California home this past weekend, apparently shaken and confused. This is bizarre, and it's reminiscent of the Margot Kidder story of, what was that, about a year or two ago, when Margot Kidder was, a couple of years ago, when they found her apparently disoriented and out in Glendale. The incident occurred on Saturday, the same day that Heche and Ellen DeGeneres announced that they were separating. Heche apparently knocked on the door of the Central Valley home and made strange statements to the occupants. They took her to a hospital. No word or comment was released. And as you may or may not know, Anne Heche and Ellen DeGeneres have split up as a couple. This was an announcement, I believe, that was made through them. Unfortunately, we have decided to end our relationship, they said in a statement in the New York Daily News. It's an amicable parting, and we greatly value the 3.5 years we've spent together. We hope everyone will respect our privacy through this difficult time. So that's the end of, I would say, one of the more celebrated relationships in Hollywood over the last few years. And then that's that very sad and strange twist there at the end where Anne Heche is found sort of wandering around up near Fresno. We looked around. We got on the phone Clara Bingham. She's a teacher for the Joyful Union Congregation Middle School in Bellflower and is also a what they bill as a gay reversal expert. And we have her on the line here this evening and this afternoon from Bellflower, California. Clara, how are you?
Yes, I'm very good, Phil. Thank you for having me on your program.
Can you tell me about this from your experience? What goes on in the mind of a homosexual person? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Well, Phil,
because I don't know that there's any single, you know, there's any paradigm here, you know?
Yes, the corrupt nature, really, Phil. I will tell you that we love the sinner, but we hate the sin.
You're with a Christian church, right?
Yes, we are. Joyful Union is a Christian church. But the corrupt nature of their relationship, it being gay and all, causes split. If you are once heterosexual, we believe, and then you come down with gay, that causes this incoherence because you're now teetering between two worlds.
And are you talking about what Anne Heche suffered from?
Yes, I am.
That causes incoherence?
Yes, because at one time she was involved in a heterosexual relationship. Then she became a lesbian. When she came down with being gay.
And you excuse me, you characterize it as coming down with
Yeah. Well, when she became gay, that caused her to go into a relationship with a lesbian woman, and then she falls out of that relationship. That will cause an incoherence. And you're not teetering between two worlds. You know, you are like almost someone who is undead. I believe this is what happened to Anne Heche. She realized she was no longer wanted by this lesbian. She had been in a stranglehold of the homosexuality. And I do gay reversal. And she came down with this. And
now, what you call gay reversal, is that the same as what we've heard, change ministries?
That's correct. We do deprogramming. We deprogram the gay. If they have come down with gay or have a gay background, we can deprogram them. We have a deprogramming room where we have a cot and a bare light bulb. And basically what we try to do is reinforce positive image and positive message. We have two full bandwidth, three high power controlled directive loudspeaker system.
And now, what is that?
That is a loudspeaker system that we use in the room. And it's really sweet. We have high-technology transducers and positional waveguide. But what this does, basically...
What is this, a PA system?
It is a PA system. And we are able to send a message that God does not believe in the gay. Man should not lie down with another man. And this is what happens when you go against God's will. You are babbling incoherently.
So in Gay Reversal, what you're doing is, it reminds me of that scene in Clockwork Orange, if what I'm hearing is right. They had him in a room, and they were playing Beethoven really loud.
That's right. It is a form of reinforcement of positive image. And the best way to do that sometimes is to, in a very strenuous manner, reinforce her heterosexuality. So Anne Heche needs to have her heterosexuality. And the best way to do that is to be with a man and to reacclimate herself to the male DNA. And that means she has to get some sperm into her system as quickly as possible. I do not know...
All right, maybe... Okay, so... So if you don't mind me interrupting you...
No, not at all.
Okay, maybe what we can do is say she needs to reacclimate herself to the male DNA. Why?
Because she must reacclimate herself to being straight.
To being heterosexual.
That is correct.
All right. Oh, okay. So now what you're telling me then is Anne Heche, this has been a destructive homosexual relationship, needs to become heterosexual again?
That is correct. And that's what we believe in here at Joyful Union, because we do gay reversal.
And you call that gay reversal. Why should she become straight just because she had a bad relationship?
For the very reason, Mr. Henry, that they found this woman incoherent. They found this poor woman babbling to herself. She had obviously not, had not acclimated to that, and is now her mind is between two worlds. She is.
So on the one hand, she might be gay, on the other hand, she might be straight. She doesn't know.
She doesn't know. She is teetering between two worlds. She's gay. She's straight. She doesn't know. And that's why to reacclimate herself to a heterosexual orientation, if a woman's mind becomes unhinged when she goes. When she isn't gay, without a fresh sperm injection, the Bible teaches us that women are sperm receptacles, and as such, they need a semi-regular introduction to that.
This is what you guys teach in your church?
Yes, we do.
Okay, we're talking with Clara Bingham. She is with the Joyful Union congregation on how Anne Heche needs to become straight again, because the reason why she's babbling incoherently is she doesn't know what she is anymore, straight or gay, as the result of this breakup. Correct, Ms. Bingham?
I'm sorry?
As the result of this breakup?
Oh, by all means. She broke up with this lesbian. Now she doesn't know what she is. She needs a sperm injection. There's no doubt about that. And she needs to have, I think, immediate sex with Steve Martin. And I think that that is the thing that is probably going to help her more than anything else. Joyful Union, we have the facilities for lesbians to reintegrate sexually with men. And that is a room designed to heighten heterosexual...
All right, let me just give their number out here. It's 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Clara Bingham here from Joyful Union Congregation about this gay reversal that you believe Anne Heche needs now that she is no longer in a lesbian relationship. Why shouldn't she just go back to being with a lesbian?
Well, because I think you see what it has done to her. She was able to break up with a straight man and become a lesbian, and nothing happened. Now she has broken up with a lesbian, and she needs to be straight. It's blown her mind. It has blown her mind all over the place. And that's why I say, if we can do some gay reversal with this young woman, and that is to have...
And you're talking about regular, and I don't want to hit this too hard, but she needs to be reintroduced to male DNA.
That is correct. She needs to have...
Okay, you don't have to say the word. She just needs to be reintroduced to male DNA.
That is correct, yes.
What is this room designed to heighten heterosexual pleasure?
Well, it has things in it that can reacquaint her to heterosexuality. Satin sheets, a leopard skin comforter, a mirrored ceiling, a selection of adult videos. These are all things that women enjoy. We understand that perhaps this might be against the Christian view, but strong measures must be taken. And that's why we think that young Miss Heche needs this.
So even though that a lot of your fellow Christians would take perhaps offense at the fact that you've got mirrored ceilings and leopard skin comforters, you believe...
I think in the long run, we can help this young woman. That's right.
So if you had Anne Heche with you right now at Joyful Union Congregation, what would you be doing?
We would have her...
In the deprogramming room?
Absolutely. because we believe that the end justifies the means in this regard. And yes, we would definitely have her programmed out of this homosexuality and get her cured of this so that she can be a straight woman again.
Are you familiar with her?
I have seen her movies. I saw 6 Days and Seven Nights. I thought that was wonderful. I loved also her in Wag the Dog. I thought she was wonderful in that. But I would not say that I'm a huge fan, no.
Are you familiar with Ellen DeGeneres?
I do not know her. And I know she is a homosexual. But I do know she had a television show. I'm not playing favorites here.
You're just interested in the story because it's a gay woman or a lesbian who is out of a relationship.
That's correct.
And you have a deprogramming room with full bandwidth, three-way, high-power controlled directivity loudspeaker system.
That's correct. We have a differential drive and direct cooled cone transducers for very low weight and high output. So we've got a lot of volume.
And this must be an enormous sound system that you're pumping what through?
Bible verses, God hates gays, man shall not lie down with man. And,
and all of this in a room that these people are in.
That is correct.
And you call it gay reversal. All right, hold the line here. So there's Clara Bingham, just one of many people involved in this thing called this change thing. And she is proposing that Anne Heche needs to be reintroduced to male DNA immediately. And I don't know whether she was joking about immediately having sex with Steve Martin or not, but that was one of the things she said. Additionally, she believes the babbling and the incoherence came from the fact that her mind's ready to come unhinged from being straight, then gay, then straight, and she's nuts, which I hope is not the case. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. The Phil Hendry Show, the show that Comb Over Boy can't stop talking about. 1-800-449-8686. On the line is Clara Bingham. She is with Joyful Union Congregation, and we're talking about Anne Heche. I don't know how we got into the two women breaking up a romantic relationship, how you feel that it's time for Anne Heche to decide she's made a mistake by, you say, coming down with gay?
That's correct, Phil. What we're really saying is something that homosexuality is a disease. She came down with gay the same way you can come down with a cold, or the same way you can come down with a flu, or what have you. And so at Joyful Union, we try to deprogram the gay, and what we do is gay reversal, or getting the gay off your back, and by putting you in a room and blasting Bible verse.
Yeah, but a lot of the Bible verse, God does not want no gay, man should not lie down with another man.
That's right. We reinforce, Phil, with this kind of programming.
But what about this thing she's got to be reintroduced into a man's DNA? You said she needs to have sex with Steve Martin. Now, I assume you're joking.
I was trying to make a point, but she does need to have a summary introduction to male DNA, and generally that is by way of sperm. The sooner they can get sperm into her, the better it is. Right now at that hospital, I don't know what treatment they are.
But that's what you would advise to the people in the hospital in Fresno?
Yes.
The sooner she gets some male DNA into her, the better.
That is correct.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, Portland. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
Go ahead, ma'am.
What qualifications does your guest have for making the assertion that Anne Heche?
I think I can anticipate your question, Ms. Bingham. What are your qualifications?
My qualifications as far as what?
As far as making the determination that Anne Heche is insane because she doesn't have any male DNA in her.
Her mind has come unhinged because of this flip-flopping between straight and gay and straight and gay.
Okay, and
she does not know who she is. I have dealt with young homosexual people for the last 25 years.
So you're not a trained psychologist, right?
No trained psychologists don't recognize the danger of this. Psychology washed its hands of this.
You're not a trained psychiatrist.
I don't need to be.
Well, yeah, I think you do need to be to decide what Anne Heche's problems are psychologically.
Have you got an idea what happened to this woman? I'm giving my opinion that her mind has come unhinged because she came down with gay,
quite
now she's straight.
An extreme assumption.
If
we have no idea what happened. Why
I will tell you that we have been using the male DNA reintroduction for over 15 years to help lesbians become straight, and it has worked.
When you're talking about male, wait a minute. When you're talking about male reintroduction, what does that mean?
Male DNA reintroduction. We have used it, and it has helped lesbians for 15 years.
Sperm.
That is correct. Yes.
And who does the reintroduction?
That is done at as I said, we have a facility to reintegrate lesbians sexually with men.
So
what are they doing? They're going into a bedroom and they're having sex, right?
They are having sex in a special reintroduction facility, yes.
Now, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if a young woman who's a lesbian comes to your place and you want to do the reintroduction thing, who's the male who's going to reintroduce her?
Well, I don't know. That's up to her, and that's up to the pastor. I don't know.
All right, ma'am. Well, thanks for your call, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Indian Wells on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Well, I've been listening to this, and initially, or at least for the first couple of minutes, I thought this was a joke. It was a skit from Saturday Night Live or something like that. It's outrageous to me that someone who knows nothing about these two women.
There are 25 million young homosexuals in our country. It's not a joke. And they all have.
What is a joke, and what's probably, I think, insulting to the two women you're discussing is, first of all, it's an invasion of their privacy. You know nothing about them.
No, it's not an invasion of their privacy. They have spilled their private life out into the tabloids.
I have made an announcement.
They have made an announcement about their relationship to the New York Daily News. So there is nothing that they wish private about this. Mr. Henry asked me on the program because he wanted to know why Anne Heche was found wandering in Fresno. It's because
there are
woman
a lot of
is,
women
her
who are
mind is shot
around.
From being
there
a lesbian.
Lot of, hello?
Her mind
there
is shot
a lot
from
of
being a lesbian.
Who, hello?
Her mind is
there
shot
a lot
from
of
being a lesbian.
Are upset when their relationships
hello?
End and businesses end and partnerships
are you
end.
A lesbian?
No, I'm not a lesbian. I'm totally
and
heterosexual.
You're heterosexual.
When my relationship
so you know
with the man ends, I would
right.
be just as upset as she is.
No, you would not be wandering. Would you be wandering around in Fresno?
Do you know there are a lot of women wandering around distraught after their heterosexual relationships break up?
Not wandering around in Fresno and going up to a door and knocking on a door of a stranger. I don't think so.
Well, I don't think that
now,
you have
you
enough
don't
information
know.
To make
probably,
that decision.
You are a heterosexual, so you have had regular
you,
sperm.
You know what? You are
had regular
way...
Sperm.
Wait. You can't make
a brothel.
You can't
it
make a
like
comment.
You're running a brothel.
Well, you can say what you want. We are helping people. Your opinion does not matter. But because
I
you are a straight woman.
I think if someone comes to you for help, that's great. But I think for you to make the assumptions you're making about two people that you don't know and to assume that when people are homosexual, they're disoriented when their relationship breaks up, you must be living in a cage.
I read the newspaper. I saw that woman was staggering around after breaking up with that woman. I didn't make that up. I didn't
no, and there are
that.
Many women staggering
you,
around
you,
when they break up with men.
If you find me a newspaper article about a
do
straight
you live
woman
in a
staggering
cave?
Around...
You must live in a cave.
You get regular sperm, okay? So you shouldn't talk. And
you know, why don't you knock it off with that?
You as
you're
a woman...
A sperm bank?
Look, you crave...
Are you running a sperm bank?
You know that you crave and you
brothel?
Need... You know you crave and you need male DNA to keep the chemical balance
you
in your brain okay.
You are a sick person.
Anne
you
needs the male... She
this
needs what we call male...
Yolk.
Okay,
this
you think it's funny, that's fine.
This is a great Saturday Night Live.
Well, ma'am, we are saving these young people from a life of disorientation and a life of mental disintegration. And just because you get a regular male yogurt introduction... Doesn't mean she can't.
You know,
mean
you
male yogurt?
That's the truth. I'm
yogurt.
Sick. You can sit
where
there smug as hell.
Where is your vocabulary from?
I'm trying to clean it up because Mr. Henry told me to clean it up.
Yeah, and we don't need any more the S word, okay?
I'm simply saying to this lady, it's easy for her to say because she's getting it every night.
How do you know what I'm getting? You know, you
well, then maybe
very,
you're not getting it every
very
night.
All right,
person.
Hold the line, please. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry, and with me is Clara Bingham. She's with... Clara, can I ask you a kind of a personal question? How old are you?
That's not personal, Phil. I'm 43 years old.
43? You say you've been working with gay people for 15 years.
That's correct.
All right, well, Clara works... She's a gay reversal expert. We're talking about Anne Heche and Ellen DeGeneres breaking up and Anne Heche being found wandering up somewhere in Central California. This disorientation, you say, is as the result of her mind coming unhinged because once she's straight, then she's gay, and now she...
Yes, that's right. She's completely confused, and she has not had regular injections of the male DNA.
And what you're talking about is regular sex with a man.
That is correct, right.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Colton. Colton on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I wanted to ask how can you say that you're a Christian deprogramming gay program?
A gay reversal deprogramming expert.
Okay, now, but it's my understanding that you're using Bible verses and that kind of thing to do this?
Yes, we do. We have Corinthians, which says that homosexuality is...
What part of Corinthians?
That's, I don't have it with me right now, but it's someplace in there.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the verse, that man shall not lay down with man.
I didn't know what it was. Is that what it is?
Yes. However, it also states in the Bible that you should not have relations like that with anyone before you're married.
Well, that's right. But so, given either Anne Heche, her mind... Darling, you have to understand, her mind is shot. It's all in pieces.
But actually,
she was eating her lunch in Box Canyon. Can we be straight, all right?
The thing is that a woman's mind will go through that when they break up with a man,
too. Well, that's right, but what I'm saying is this. She had gone from Steve Martin to Ellen DeGeneres. You know, that's a culture shock in and of itself.
Well, perhaps it is,
And Anne needs about 40 cc's of baby batter with the next 24 hours, might get...
So do you think that the nuns that are living in the monasteries are going to go insane, too, because they're not getting their regular cc's of...
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
They're nuns. What do you think? They're already dressed up in the funkiest looking stuff, right? You know what I'm saying, right?
Wait a minute. You're saying that women who have... They're nuts.
You look at a nun sitting there with other nuns, and they're washing the car on a Saturday afternoon, and they got something over their head that looks like it's straight out of the Middle Ages. What are you talking about?
Well, I think that's pretty derogatory, for one. But
I think they're already around the bend.
I know a lot of nuns that function in society. They work. They just have chosen to give their life completely to the Lord.
And you don't think they're nuts?
Not at all.
Oh, boy, darling. I don't know where to start.
And I don't understand how you think that, you know, blasting these people with an excessively loud amount of Bible verses.
Says she's married to Jesus isn't nuts?
Not at all.
Okay, I got it. So if I say I'm Napoleon, I'm nuts. But if you say you're married to Jesus, you're all right.
Well, no, I just think that I think
we
that
have
it's
got to get
like...
sperm into each and every one of these women.
All right, we got the point, okay, about the male introduction of the DNA. Thank you for your call, ma'am, in Colton. 1-800-449-8686. You know,
look, Phil, any woman that has never had motion lotion or what have you is missing a cup or two from the cupboard. The baby batter. All I'm trying to say.
She needs to have her life saved very quickly. It's maybe too late before they get her back down there to your gay reversal clinic or whatever this is. This stuff just sounds goofy. That's all I'm saying. Here's Fraser Park on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Did you see 6 days and seven nights?
Yes, I did. Fraser Park, hello.
Yes, hi.
Okay to you?
Hello?
She was very enamored of Harrison Ford. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I think this woman needs, Anne, is she needs deliverance. And I don't know if you're familiar with Deliverance.
The movie.
It's like an exorcism. I believe she's got some problem with demonic powers, and she needs to go to a Bible-believing church. Obviously, yours is deceiving because you're promoting fornication, which is against the Bible.
I am not promoting fornication.
Obviously, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm promoting fornication.
No, if you're telling people if you're telling these women that they need sex and they need a man, that's
right.
Not it. You're creating another sin. They are already messed up. Her babbling, it's all demonic. And she needs an exorcism. Jesus said, go cast out demons in my
name. Well, I think she needs to find a man to get herself balanced. I think her system needs to reacclimate. Now, we can splatter the demon with baby batter, then she'll be all right.
So why don't you do a deliverance on her and cast out a demon?
You know what I call a deliverance? I call that a pearl necklace.
And that, okay, we don't need all of the specifics, okay?
But that's, this woman doesn't understand that.
Well, no, I'm in the
that'll
deliverance
deliver
ministry.
That'll deliver her parcel post.
All right, thank you very much, dear. 1-800-449-8686. So Anne Heche is in dire need of just being back. You know, she was associated with Steve Martin, wasn't she?
I don't know. I have no idea. I forget who she was hooked up with. I thought Brad Pitt at one time. She has been with a lot of men. I think Steve Martin, as wonderful as he is, it's no secret. That doesn't surprise me she go from him to a chick. All right, but I think right now Steve Martin will be good for her in the long run. I mean, in the short run. I don't know about the long run.
Steve Martin.
That's right.
Doesn't surprise you she'd go to a chick from Steve Martin. Okay, Norfolk on the Phil Henry Show.
And an ugly chick as well.
Norfolk, hello.
Yes, hi. How
yes,
are you doing?
Yes, sir, fine.
I had a question for the lady. I wanted to ask her what the basic meaning of the Bible was. I think it's love, not hate.
Absolutely, I agree with you. 100%.
Then why are you telling people God hates homosexuals? You get.
I just said God doesn't want no gay people.
Oh, okay. So God can hate. God can hate selective people.
He tried to say he hates. I said he just don't want
you
no gay people.
You said he hates. You said he hates.
No.
You said he. You have a room where women can have sex with men, and that's okay.
Right.
Because they have to get sperm.
That's right.
And that's what's made them gay.
That's correct.
Lady, you are what gives Christians a bad name.
Are you telling me that a woman who had been with another woman, a gay woman...
I'm telling you, you're born gay.
You're telling me that you can't get regular sperm and get back regular?
No, I'm telling
you,
you
regular.
Cannot.
Well,
you can't
I
get
think
back regular. I was
she
born
gay,
and
are
I'm
Christian?
That way. I don't want to be straight. And I think people can have bad relationships with heterosexual people and bad relationships with homosexual people.
I think you need to come to our gay reversal clinic.
I think you need to take your gay reversal clinic and probably go to it yourself.
Oh, you think I'm gay?
You're probably oppressed. Are you oppressing your homosexual feelings?
I have no homosexual. If you think if I'm attracted to you, does that make me homosexual?
I'm a man.
Yeah, I'm attracted to you.
Yeah.
I like how forthright you are.
You've
I like
got
how
some
direct
serious issues going on.
Wait a minute. This is a gay man, and you're attracted to this man based on...
I like everything about it.
Okay. You like everything about me. You are whacked in the head, lady.
Why,
the basic
why,
meaning of the Bible
lovable?
Is love.
Don't you think you're lovable?
And you should practice that.
You don't think you're lovable?
Huh?
You don't think you're lovable?
I am lovable, and I have a husband.
You have
I don't
a husband.
Want a woman.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you need right now is a wife.
I don't need a wife. That's for sure.
Yes,
that's
you do.
The last thing I need.
All right, look, I'm getting confused here. Thank you very much for your call, though, sir.
I'd like to.
Yeah, I understand. He's gay. You're straight. You want to be with him. He's got a husband. You want a wife. I don't know. What we're talking about here is Anne Heche and your feelings that what she needs is a good man. And boy, how many times have we heard that one? Here is Massachusetts on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
That man has had an overdose of sperm. That's why he's gay. Because you can be overdosed on it, see?
You are one of the most ignorant people I have ever heard.
I'm ignorant?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to save people from the sin.
You know what? If people can find love, I don't care if it's with a man or a woman. Real love is a rare thing. And if you can find that with someone, you're the luckiest person in the world.
That's so true, darling. But when's the last time you had some yogurt?
None of your business. I think...
I bet you it's sooner than you think. I bet you it
you're,
is.
You're
When's
so
the last
ignorant,
time you had that baby batter? And I don't want to know where you got it either. When's the last time you had
I get
that?
As much as I need.
You getting that?
You.
Are you straight, ma'am?
Yes, but I've had bisexual experiences.
See, you're confused, and I can tell by your laugh. Here's
no,
how
I'm not confused. No, I'm
you
not
are.
Confused
Here's
anymore.
How I know. Here's how I know. Your laugh goes like this. It sounds like you're nuts. Like you got nothing, you know, like your brain
you know what,
is
you're
like
preaching, this. You're preaching about how God says that homosexuality
you
is
and
wrong.
Ms. Heche are just
God
the same.
Preaches love.
You'll be wandering
That's
around babbling soon. You're going to be talking to yourself soon. Going like this. Every talk show you call.
That's what you think.
I think. Welcome back from vacation.
Problems.
No, I think you got a bigger problem until you get some of that baby batter yogurt. You're going to have an even bigger problem than that.
Is that all you can talk about?
Yeah,
is
you know, absolutely.
Sperm?
Okay,
I mean,
we're done.
Welcome back from vacation.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
Yeah.
Well, fill your receptacle up before you go nuts.
All right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is Comb Over Boy. And in a minute, I'm going to answer some email. But right now, I want to say something that's been on my mind. And it's been on my mind for a long time. He's not number one. I am! And I think it's a patently unfair for him to say that he's number one when I am! I've stolen material from some of the best people in the business. I've ripped bits off from some of the finest. I'm doing Steve Dahl's material and Neil Rogers' material and even Phil Hendry's material, so I know that the stuff I'm doing on the air is number one. Never mind that of the last trend, I had three downtrends in a row and that my cumulative audience is dropping off at a record clip. Never mind, at the same period of time, Phil Hendry's audience is increasing. When you break out the 4 to 7 hour, I'm number one! How dare he say he's number one? He's not number one, I'm number one. And what really gets me angry is now I'm talking about him. Just like he said he'd get me to do. Oh, I can't believe what he's doing to me. Oh, it makes me so mad! All right, it's time to answer some email. And here's one. Comes to us from a listener in Seattle. My stomping grounds. Love Seattle. And it says, Dear Tom, why do you talk the way you do? Not say the things you say, but why does your voice sound like that? And I looked at this email, I said, you know, I have explained this a million and one times. Why do I gotta go through it again? So for the last time, I'm gonna tell you why my voice sounds the way it does. Sounds like a lot of people. I wasn't in radio, I was doing something else. And then I realized one day I'd like to be famous because I wasn't getting enough love from my parents. So I decided to go into the radio business, but I knew I had to have a distinctive radio voice. I didn't know what I was going to do. Well, one night I came home after bar hopping and opened up the refrigerator for something to eat. And I saw in there a pretty sizable kielbasa sausage. Well, I did what any other man would do. Took that big stick of butter, greased it up, and let nature take its course. And guess what? I sound like this. See, before I took the kielbasa with a stick of butter, I sounded like this. I talked normally to human beings, and my inflection was not overdone. It was just basically a conversational, pleasant, fluent-sounding voice. But as soon as I took that stick of kielbasa and that stick of butter and just parked it, then all of a sudden I went up here. And I'll tell you something right now, despite what you read and what you hear, it felt damn good. Now, we want to get to the bottom of how it is that word got out that I didn't like that. I love it. And with vegetables, too. So let me recap here before I take my first phone call and stay on the line with it for 24 minutes because it's the only one I've got on the board. Let me just recap. Number one. I'm number one. Not for long, but I'm still number one. And number two, to this day, I still can't get that sausage out of my ass. And that's all I want to say about that. Because, you know, our show is young and it's hip. And one of the reasons why it's young and hip is we talk about things having to do with sexuality. And so I thought I'd bring my one great experience as far as sex is concerned to the radio today. Because God knows I hate women. Thank you. Hear Phil Henry making fun of me anymore. I tried making fun of him once, and it laid about as flat as a turd out of a goose's rear end. See, I don't do satire. I just do Steve Dahl's material, but without the humor. I do Mark and Brian's show without the laughs. I do Phil Henry, but talking like I do. With a kielbasa parked up there. I'll tell you something right now. I don't want any of you people calling me and saying, ha ha, there you go, you're talking about him, just like he said you would. Because I'm not talking about him. You just think I am. I'm not going to mention Phil Henry anymore. Or KFI in Los Angeles. I'm talking about me and a sausage. And the fact that I'm number one. That's what I'm talking about. Not that he's number one. I am. Did you hear me? I'm number one. I'm going to calm down. Anybody got a smoky link or anything? I need to calm down. I got just enough room up there for a smoky link. I'm number one. Well, never mind that Clark Howard beats me 3-4. We won't talk about that. Hey, one other thing. I don't want you people calling him up and telling him about how I'm going nuts over here, about all the things he's saying. I don't want him to get the pleasure of knowing that I'm talking about him. So please, don't call him up. Oh, you mean you already did? You what? My headphones aren't working, but they're telling me they're playing Metallica right now, or Enter Sandman, something. Isn't that right? Aren't they playing Enter Sandman right now? Good. The what? John Philip Sousa? What happened to my hip edge? This show's hip. Pull it off. Not the kielbasa. Pull the music off. All right. Let that be a lesson. Another thing. I'm only talking like I can't even finish the word of the other set. One of these days I'll learn how to say something and finish the word of the other set. I'm number one!